Thank you for the introduction. Everyone hears me? Yeah. Okay, so as Jan mentioned, this is work I've done while I was a postdoc at Xerox Research Center Europe, and it's in Melun, France, which is right in the middle of the Alps. So I'll start by introducing color schemes and the motivation as why we study them, and then move on to discuss the different distance measures and analyze them, and also introduce a color-based Earth mover's distance, and finally show an application of these color schemes, which is image ranking. So color schemes are combinations of different colors and which adhere to a concept. For example, in the case of earthy or elegant or robust, I have these color schemes shown at the bottom, and they actually represent these different concepts. And the applications where we can use color schemes are image search by concept. I will show that at the end of this talk, and concept-based color transfer. For example, here we have an input image, and then we say we want it to look earthy. So this is a color scheme which is selected, and the color transfer is performed to make the output image look earthy. So now, what if a user doesn't like this output image and wants another earthy image? So how do they go by selecting which one of these color schemes is actually to their choice and still in the earthy concept? So this is why we think these distance measures are important in order to be able to actually assess similarities between schemes that are in a particular concept. So the previous work on computing distances between color palettes was focused on extracting these from images, and so for example using color histograms, and also using object pixel colors and color palettes from a database. So to start with the discussion on distance measures, first we have if we have two different color schemes, X1 and X2, we represent these by two vectors of swatches. A swatch is a given color. So we have X1, which is made of n swatches, X2 made of m swatches. And then we have these different distance measures, which are used commonly in the computer vision literature, and we adapt them to the color schemes here. And then finally, we introduce the color-based Earth mover's distance. So the Euclidean distance, here I show two different color schemes, X1 and X2, of 9 swatches each. And the distance is just the distances between swatches based on their corresponding positions. So swatch 1 goes with swatch 2 from X1 and X2, you know. And so this is requires that the color schemes be of the same length, and it depends on the order of the swatches in the color scheme. The Levenshtein distance is based on the concept that you represent your color scheme by a string. And so here I give an example of two schemes, X1 and X2. For simplicity, I show two schemes which are actually the same, except for one swatch in X2, which is shifted from where it is in X1, just to for illustration purposes. And usually, we have three operations in this distance measure: insertion, deletion, and substitution. So since we do not want to delete any swatch, we do not take that operation into account. And for substitution, we just assume that it is a sequence of insertion operations. So we focus on insertion operations for the purposes of this application. And the idea is that we need to move this swatch by two positions in order for X2 to match X1. And the sequence of operations is actually represents or gives rise to the distance measure. So then that is the least number of operations needed to modify one string, which is X2 in this case, to obtain the other string. And this distance measure does not require that the color schemes be of the same length, and it does depend on the order of the swatches. The permutation distance is just a variant of the Euclidean distance. Again, here I show two color schemes which look alike except for one swatch, just for simplicity. So the idea is that each swatch would take whatever swatch is closest to it in the other scheme. And so here, as you can see, this orange one would select an orange one from here, again, and so forth. So this distance does not require that the color schemes be of the same length, and it does depend on the order, again, of the swatches. So we move on to the graph-based distance. This is a combination of two distances or two components, a Euclidean component and a graph component. And the Euclidean component is the one which actually reflects the color between two schemes, and the graph component is more of a translation component. It does not reflect on any difference in color between the schemes. So Euclidean component, I just discussed it earlier, just a few slides back. The graph component here, again, I show two that which look alike. We have X1 and X2. The idea is that we represent X1 in the LAB color space here, for instance, so each swatch would be in this particular point in this space. And then we have X2, we need to translate the swatches in X2 such that they match X1. So the idea, for example, the first swatch would be in the same location as X1, and then when we move on to this orange one, we have to move it by one in order to be in the same position as what it would be in X1. And so the distance measure in this case would be the translation between successive swatches in the same scheme, and you have a translation here, the subtraction of these two distances. So we have a distance between these two swatches, distance between these two and X1. Again, the distance is here, and what is the difference between the two distances? And this is so an alpha-weighted distance in general. So if alpha is equal to 0, in this case, we just have the graph component, and if alpha is 1, we just have the Euclidean component. And so this does not require that the color schemes be of the same length, and it partially depends on the order of the swatches. So now we move on to the earth mover's distance. It is computed as a function of the flow between swatches. So the idea here, we have X1. Again, we have 9 weights. Each swatch has a weight to it. X2, again, each swatch has a weight to it. So the idea is that each swatch ensures, the weight of each swatch ensures that it has flows which sum to its weight. So in this case, for instance, F21 to F29, so W11 has to have these flows summing to its weight. Again, the same applies for a swatch from X2. And the characteristics here is that it does not require that the color schemes be of the same length, and it does not depend on the order of the swatches, and this is a good distance measure because each swatch actually is compared to all the other swatches in a color scheme, and it is not just on a one-to-one basis. So the task which we use to analyze the performance of this distance measure is the color scheme retrieval task. And so the idea is as follows. We have a database of 360 color schemes which are classified into 15 concepts or classes, such as romantic, serene, religious, etc. And you take one scheme from this from these 360 database, 360 schemes, and for each of the 359, you compute the distance to this first color scheme. And the distance is one of the ones which I show here on the list. And then you rank, for each distance, you rank all the color schemes based on the order of increasing distance to the scheme, and you select the top K. So, and to compute the precision, so for example, let's say you're at K equal 5, so now you look at your color schemes 2, 3, 4, and 5, and if they belong to the same concept as the original scheme, then they are considered relevant, otherwise they are non-relevant, and so you divide the number of relevant schemes by the total number retrieved, and this is your precision at K. And so I'm going to start just here. We have the Levenstein distance. The different parameters 0, 0, 0.2, and 1 are the insertion cost. So the idea is that if the difference in swatches, difference in Euclidean distance between two swatches is greater than this insertion cost, is smaller, we actually move the swatch. So as you can see here, when it's 0, no swatches are being moved. So this is the one which performs fairly poorly, very poorly. And then we have 0.2 and 1, it kind of gets a bit better. Then we have the permutation distance, which is average. So the graph distance, when alpha is 0, we're just considering the graph component, and therefore there's no color involved in this distance. So we can see that we get the poorest performance. And then when alpha is 1, we have the Euclidean distance. Then for the Earth mover's distance, we have the weights for each of the swatches. Here, if we consider that we have only 3 swatches in a scheme, we have 3 dimensional vectors for the weights, and 3 of them are here. We study 3 of them, and we can see that when all the weights are equal in the scheme, we have the best performance for the Earth mover's distance. And so now taking the Earth mover's distance, we say, okay, what can we do with this distance in order for it to be more reflective of distances between colors or color schemes? So this is the equation of the Earth mover's distance between X1 and X2 two color schemes. We replace the Euclidean metric in this Earth mover's distance by delta E metric between 2 swatches. So S1J and S2J of schemes X1 and X2. And the idea is that we need to compute the flow, Fij, such that it minimizes the cost, where the cost is weighted, is the weighted distance metric by the flow. So the distance metric, again, is computed using the CIE delta E 2000 color difference formula. And these are the constraints of the optimization problem, where the flows are positive and each swatch ensures that the sum of the flows from the other scheme actually sum to its weight. So once we have the color-based Earth mover's distance and the Earth mover's distance itself, we want to compare it to some other distance measure. And since the Fisher vectors are widely used in the computer vision literature, specifically to represent images for image classification tasks, we decide to represent these color schemes by Fisher vectors and compute the Fisher-based distance. So we take all the colors from all the schemes here, from all the concepts, represent them by a Gaussian mixture model. So we estimate a Gaussian mixture model given these colors as observations. And this is just for illustration. We have a lot more than these. So here we have for each swatch is represented by one Gaussian of a mean and a weight and a variance. And now, given, for example, this color scheme X1 of 5 swatches, each swatch can be represented by a vector of occupancy probabilities. So this is a weighted probability of that swatch, which is an observation belonging to each Gaussian of the GMM. And as such, we can compute X1, which is a sum over the five swatches' occupancy probabilities. And the Fisher vector, the idea is that it is computed using these occupancy probabilities multiplied by a log of the observation of the gradient of the probability of the observation belonging to a Gaussian. So here I don't list all the details, but if you want later, we can talk about the details. And the idea is that once you have the representation f of S1k of each swatch as a Fisher vector, you can sum over all the swatches and get the Fisher vector representation of X1. And then we have the distance between the two Fisher vector representations, X1 and X2. And here, for example, if the two vectors are equal, aligned, so this distance would be 0. So again, this is the same task. It's the color. It's the color scheme retrieval task, which we use to analyze the performance of these distance measures. So we have this 360 360 color schemes in the 15 concepts, and we rank these by the 3 distance measures. We use W1 as the weights vector for each of the EMD and the CEMD, since it performed the best for the Earth mover's distance to begin with. And we can see that for the first few color schemes retrieved, we obtained the highest precision at K. And this is an important result because when a user is actually searching for schemes or searching for example, if you're in Google Images and you type in Eiffel Tower and you want to look at your images, You normally look at the first few images on the first page, and you don't really look at all the pages. So this is why we think that it is important that the first few schemes are actually the best. So now to have some and a qualitative analysis, we have these top we have at the top right this query scheme, and then again using the as I said using the distance measures as before, the Fisher distance, the earth movers distance, and the color based earth movers distance, we rank the color schemes by these different distances, and we can see that we have on the first row. For the Fisher distance, we do not obtain such great results, but we have the best with the earth movers distance and the color-based earth movers distance. So the difference between these two, we can see in the third scheme here, on the third row, the third scheme is actually better than the one in the second row, which appears actually in the fifth position here. So we can see that this metric can change the ranking of the color schemes for the first top ones. So to move on to the application of image ranking, we say, okay, how do we get playful images, for example? You go into Google, you type in playful colors, which is what we did, and we have these first seven retrieved images which correspond to the query playful colors. And well, now if you try it today, it's probably going to be different, but this is the idea. And then for each of the 15 concepts, we download about 220 images from Google Images using the query of the concept name concatenated with colors. And we extract all the color schemes from these images. And then using our playful concept, which we have estimated based on all our color schemes that we have, our database, we rank all the color schemes extracted from the images. So the first row would show the top seven retrieved color schemes, which are extracted from our Google images. And then we rank accordingly the corresponding images, which are in the second row. So we can see that the actual ranking using the playful color scheme is better than the one which is based on Google images, which is actually based on, which is a tag-based search. So to summarize, I introduced the problem of computing distances between color schemes which represent concepts, and then presented a comparative study between the different distance measures, introduced the color-based earth movers distance, and finally showed the application to image ranking using the CEMD. Thank you.
Good talk.
Thank you.
I wonder, there's an ordering dependence of the color palettes you use to compute all these distances. How, when you're extracting information from an image, do you implant the order in the palette?
So if I go back to the application of the image ranking, is that what you're referring to?
You're looking for an image that has a certain palette of colors in it, but when you're trying to find the palette or define the palette from the image, there doesn't seem to be an intrinsic order in the colors in the image that will allow you to implant the ordering in the palette, which is going to be important when you look at other the distances between the palettes.
Right, but. I just. Yes, in this case it is, but in the previous ones, the color schemes were not histograms. They were based on a concept. They came from the concept classes. In this case, the color schemes are. So we use the same distance measures, which I discussed before, which do not take into account the image information, but just they're based on distances between color schemes. But it just happens that these color schemes here are extracted from images because we wanted to show an application to image ranking. But The distance measures are just, they're, so they might intrinsically take into account something related to the image, but we do not, we do not target that. It's, the target is to have distances between color schemes. Is that, does that answer?
No, because I don't know how to order. I have a barcode there with colors in it, and the ordering of the colors in the barcode matters. If I don't have an algorithm to associate the first color mauve to the that came out of the image, which number is it? Is it number one, number two, number three? That's the question.
How do I get the order between these or between the correspond? You mean?
Yes.
How do you order the colors in a color scheme?
So these are ordered based on so these are extracted using Gaussian mixture by a Gaussian mixture model using all the colors in the image as observations. So the one, they are by weight basically. So the one that has the highest weight is the first, and then the second, and so forth.
I think we better hold better discussion.
That was the question. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much. That's fantastic.